This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest today is known as Allie the Anthem Girl, and she's on a journey to sing the national anthem at all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums across the country. And to her knowledge, she would be the only person to ever do that. She just turned 24 a few days ago. Allie Burke of Oceanside Long Island joins us on Sports Jam. She's not a girl, she's a woman, but she's still known as Allie the Anthem Girl. Nice to have you on the show, Allie.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You've been singing since you were 13. The Star Spangled Banner, though, Allie, that's one of the hardest songs to sing. Even the best of singers struggle with it at times. Why do you enjoy performing it?
So I've been singing the national anthem probably for 5 or 6 years. I was asked to do it a few times. And then I also got the opportunity to perform it at the Red Sox Stadium, Fenway Park, which was super cool. And then, you know, kind of from there, the more that I practiced it, the more that I did it, I got a lot more comfortable with it. I really think that when it comes to the national anthem, you kind of have to make it your own and make it comfortable for your voice. And I think that's kind of what I've done over the past few years. So I'm finally like at a place where I can say that I feel confident every time I go out.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
So when did you decide you wanted to do all 30 baseball stadiums?
So after the Fenway gig, I was kind of talking with my dad and we were just kind of thinking about it. And we were like, oh, how cool would it be if I could do this at all 30? So we're kind of on that journey right now to do all 30, and I'm at 14 so far.
You mentioned your dad, Jack. He has been instrumental in going on these trips with you to all the stadiums. I understand you know, kind of make it a weekend every now and then. How important is dad to you?
My dad is the most important person in my life. You know, like my family means everything to me. So it's really a blessing that he's able to come and watch me perform in all of these.
How about baseball? Is it something that you enjoy watching as well with your dad?
So growing up, baseball has always been like a big part of our family. But I have to say that baseball is not my favorite sport to watch. I'm way more of like a hockey and football kind of girl.
So who do you root for on the ice?
New York Rangers all
for the
the way.
Rangers. How about baseball? Who do you root for?
For baseball, I guess I'd have to say the Mets.
Mets. Well, yeah. You've performed at Citi Field, so how was that for you?
That was literally incredible. I was 16 at the time, which is literally insane. At the time, I think it was just like the most like monumental thing that I ever did. And you know, like I grew up going to Citi Field and going to Mets games and stuff, so kind of seeing it come back like full circle was really cool. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. Everybody was so great. And it's a memory I'll always remember.
Now, you recently, correct me if I'm wrong, you did the national anthem for the Devils at Prudential Center?
Yes, I did last weekend, last Saturday.
How did that go?
That was insane. It was so great. I really do enjoy the arenas. I love doing just like a more like intimate setting. I think that, you know, when you're doing the anthem for basketball or hockey, you know, it's just more intimate. You know, the lights go down, you're on the spotlight, and everybody pretty much has no choice kind of but to listen. And I think, you know, when it comes to baseball, people are like going to get food and they're walking around. It's very open. So I really did enjoy that. And again, like huge bucket list item, Prudential Center, crazy. And it was a lot of fun, and I got to stay for the game, which was so cool. Even though I'm not like a New Jersey Devils fan in particular, it was a great game, and you know, it was just a great time all around.
That's fantastic. So I think people know you're not making money doing this, right? This is
Sure.
something that you're doing, as a passion. What are you doing during the day? I know you're very busy during the day as well.
Yeah, so I work two jobs full time. So I basically work like 10 hours during the day, Monday through Friday. And then, you know, after work, I'll go to the studio, I'll have rehearsal, I'll be working on my music. So I usually have a packed out day all the time. And then I start my morning around like 5, 6 a.m. going to the gym as well. So definitely by like 10, 11 o'clock, I am ready for bed.
When is there somebody in your family that's also musical? Does dad play the piano, mom, anybody?
So nobody like in my immediate family is actually like musically inclined. But some of my grandparents were singers and in bands. So I used to kind of trickle down and then just skip to my parents' generation. And then here I am.
Who was the first person that said, "Hey, Allie, you can sing"?
Probably my dad. I think, you know, like growing up we used to do like karaoke like in the car and stuff. I used to sing like Elvis and God knows what else. I don't even remember. I was like 3 and 4 years old. But, you know, as I got older, I used to love like Hannah Montana and like being in the talent show and all that stuff. So it kind of just like grew on me as I grew up. And then, you know, I would kind of sing and be like, I guess I'm good. I don't know. Like I was just like singing for fun. And then once I turned 13, I wanted to try and see about recording professionally. And then I'm 24 now. So it's been quite a while.
Now, you've performed at some, famous venues. You talk about Fenway Park. You also did Wrigley Field in Chicago. Now, how does that work when are you reaching out to the stadiums? Or do you have to send them a tape? How does that all work?
Yeah, so it is kind of all like an audition process. You know, we kind of use the clips from like whatever anthem I did prior and then send them over to the other teams. But everybody's been like super nice and, you know, super open. You know, some teams are, you know, pretty booked for the season like very early on. But whenever they have a opening or a cancellation, they usually call me, which is pretty exciting. So
So you're almost halfway there, all right?
almost, yes.
Do you think you can get this done in 2 seasons?
So realistically, I think that that would be kind of hard. I did 8 out of the 14 this summer, and it was a lot of traveling. We were doing two anthems in 1 weekend sometimes. It definitely becomes a little bit taxing on, you know, on me, on my family, things like that. You know, but I definitely think that was in the next like 2 to 3 seasons, I definitely could make it work. But I think also just kind of taking my time with it. And, you know, I'm kind of at the place where, you know, when it happens, it will happen. And, you know, not like begging people to have me sing, you know, like when they have an opening, I just have to be patient.
So, being from Long Island, obviously, the Islanders and the connection to that, even though you're a Rangers fan, I would imagine that, your name continues to pop up now for all these arenas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the New Jersey Devils really kind of took me by surprise. It was kind of one of those things where they called me, I think like a week before or 10 days before, something like that. And somebody actually wound up canceling for the anthem that night, so they got to call me, which was super, super cool. But you know, like I'm open to doing the anthem for all sports. I also got to do the anthem for the New York Knicks at the Garden, which was literally insane, the best moment of my entire life. Not many people could say they sung at the Garden. So, you know, I hope to sing my own music at the Garden one day, but for now, like, that will do.
The last time I was at the Garden was for Billy Joel, and
Oh.
front row seat to see Billy Joel in one of his fabulous concerts. You realize Madison Square Garden, that is the pinnacle of being able to sing at a sports arena. How did that night go, and how did you feel, and were you nervous?
I've never been more nervous for something in my entire life. You know, I was standing out there and, you know, you're walking past Celebrity Row and you're watching all the Knicks and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I'm just besides that, it's like it's Madison Square Garden, you know? So I'm up there and my hand is holding the mic and it's literally shaking the entire time. I was so nervous, which is crazy because I don't get nervous for any other ones. I'm kind of just like, all right, let's do it, whatever. But there was so much like anticipation leading up to that also because I just think it was such a big bucket list item. So it was something really just like special for me. And that night was amazing. We got to play watch the Knicks play. They didn't win, but it was a great game anyways. And I'm just like so thankful for the opportunity. It was amazing.
When you sang at the Knicks game, who from the family was it in the crowd? I would imagine that is one that everybody wants to see.
So most of my family was there, my boyfriend was there, and some of my friends came. It was awesome.
Tell us about what your boyfriend thinks about this challenge of 30 baseball stadiums. Is he a baseball fan as well?
So the funny thing is that he's actually like really like not into baseball at all. So we kind of just like always like go to the game and we do my thing and whatever. But no, he's super supportive of the whole thing and I'm really thankful. He also comes with me to all of them, which is really cool. So he's always like taking my photos and getting my content, but no, I'm really happy that he's there and I think he enjoys it. And it's just cool to make memories and go into different states and stuff.
You're almost living like a semi influencer type life, right? Where you're going and making a name for yourself. So I'd love to know, because I think one of the great things about this is this bonding that you have with your dad. And I'd love to know, some of the conversations that you've had during these trips that maybe you would have never had the opportunity to talk about.
I think that, my life is so busy, his life is so busy. As like you grow up, I think it becomes like, a little bit harder to kind of like spend so much time with your parents, especially like days at a time and trips and things like that. I think that, just every moment and every trip is just special, like if I wasn't doing this, I probably wouldn't be spending 2 to 3 days with him at a time, traveling and, doing fun stuff and things like that. So I think it's just like a really great opportunity that it kind of brought us closer together.
Couple last questions. Who do you enjoy listening to?
So my favorite artist is Adele.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope.
She is like my number one favorite artist. But again, like I really do enjoy all music really. I'm a big fan of like Kelsea Ballerini. I like Tate McRae. People that are like kind of like relevant right now, but Adele is like my top.
What would you say to her if she came to hear you sing the
Oh my goodness. I wouldn't even know what to do. I'd probably just like pass out, I think. Like
national
I wouldn't like it wouldn't even be like legal for me to be in the same room with her, I don't think. Like I
anthem?
got to go see her in concert and I literally like just sobbed the entire time.
Where did you see her?
Vegas.
In Vegas. Wow.
Yeah, for her residency. That was a once in a lifetime thing, so I'm glad that, my pocket could afford it once and that's it.
It's a very fun quest that you're on, and a lot of people like to go and visit all the stadiums. I
Yeah.
know that that's a bucket list for many people, but they
Yeah.
don't get to sing the national anthem at all of them. So it will be fun. You know what's going to happen, Allie? When you do all 30, that's when there's going to be a new team that enters the
Maybe, I know, right? And that's gonna be so
league. And
hard to get there.
you'll have one more stadium that you will have to sing at. But Allie Burke, it's been great to have you on the show. We wish you all the best. I know that next season you haven't had a chance to line anything up for a new stadium yet, but Yankee Stadium and Dodger Stadium are going to be probably some of your toughest ones.
For
Where
sure.
would you, like to sing next?
That's a good question. I honestly, when it comes to like the baseball stuff, I think that just like the states in general are kind of cool. But I think Dodger Stadium and Yankee Stadium are like two huge, huge, huge ones. I would love for them to be next. I don't know if they will be, but you know, either way, I think that just whenever I do get to do them, they're gonna be like amazing.
The fact that you've already sung at the Garden and Prudential Center, you are well on your way. So we wish you the best of luck, Allie, and thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.